Hare Krishna. I have to admit that some things in life for me are still quite inconceivable. I'm not talking about philosophical things. Yes, there are Krishna's Achintya Shakti and different aspects of our teachings which conditioned souls have limited access to. I'm talking about relatively ordinary things, relatively simple things, such as how it is that here in India, the home of purity and spiritual culture, people can act the way they do. All right, what am I talking about? What do I mean? There are different things I could bring up, but I really just want to point to one thing that's, you know, I'm coming on after 50 years coming to this country once a year, twice a year, and I've never been able to understand Indian people's approach or lack of approach to cleanliness, their ability to tolerate dirt, disorder, and so on. Not particularly because they have to, just because they do, and to adopt habits of uncleanliness that the so-called people that they call maletras or untouchables would never do. In other words, where in other parts of the world people are much more disciplined and naturally much more clean and organized. And I'm bringing this up because it's sort of a new experience for me, a new feature of this that I didn't really sleep very well last night. Really troubled my mind. Every day say what I'm going to say. Every day we go for a walk, quite a long walk, hour and a half sometimes. The environment here is very, very beautiful. It's literally in a jungle. There's snakes, there's mongooses, there's so many birds. I haven't heard so many songbirds as here. There's beautiful trees everywhere. I'm looking out the window. There's a jackfruit tree right outside. There's a chiku tree right next beside that. There's a mango tree with mangoes hanging on it. There's coconuts. The environment, you can probably hear the birds in the background. It's beautiful. It's really beautiful. And yet, in the middle of this beautiful environment, when we're going for a walk, I noticed when we first got here that the sides of the road, on both sides of the road, they were charred as if they were, I don't know, someone was having picnics out there or barbecues, and I couldn't figure out what it was about. We've been here for over 2 weeks, so we've been doing this more and more. I start to see that there's garbage starting to pile up along the road. By garbage, I mean people in garbage bags throw out garbage bags full of garbage. And yesterday when I was speaking with the doctor, he was I asked him about that, and he was saying that, oh, It's a good thing that just before I came, because he got wind that I was concerned about cleanliness, just before I came, that the local council picked up all the garbage, because unfortunately the local people, or maybe even people from a distance, have this habit of just dumping garbage out on the road. And then but the council had come and collected it. So I told him that, no, he was wrong. The council did come and collect it. What the council does is that they burn the garbage as it is, which means everything that's near the garbage, such as bushes and trees, beautiful trees, are also all either totally burned or scorched. And that the garbage is, again, collecting, piling up. So, so I realized last night when I got up, I was thinking about this and realized how, what a shame, what an extraordinary thing. You would never see such a thing happening anywhere, Hungary, UK, America, what to speak of places like Germany and Switzerland. All these places have laws, and immediately people would be punished, and there would be no question of these type of things going on. And these are people who don't have Vedic culture, and these are the people who try to give Vedic culture, but when they come here, it becomes a perplexing situation. I had that experience with my cousin when he came to India. He came to Mayapur and came to Vrindavan and came to Puri, and he just couldn't join the two things. That here he's supposed to accept that this is the origin of purity, of pure knowledge and pure conduct, and at the same time people just, and not just poor people or uneducated people, but cultured people, everyone throws everything on the road, and now this is a new feature. People just dump their garbage on the side of the road, in their neighbor's yard, and so on. And they become impervious to actually this type of thing. It's almost sort of natural for them. So it's sad. It's a sad state of affairs, because cleanliness is next to godliness. How God-conscious are people going to be if they don't notice dirt in front of their eyes? Then they're certainly not going to notice dirt inside of their hearts. And so I mentioned to Dr. I said, yeah, I'd like to come back, but it may be that I can't, because whatever therapy you're giving me gets undone with my psychological disturbance when I go for walks every morning, because I can't live under these type of conditions. And that's sad. It's sad, unfortunately, and this is just the tip of the iceberg, or you could say it's just tasting a drop of the salt ocean. That in so many other ways, this wonderful place where Krishna personally appeared in many incarnations, where Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita, that is actually the home of Vedic culture, from which for millions of years the whole world was ruled from here. Now it's a place that can't be held up as being a obvious example to everyone, because people will immediately look and shake their heads and wonder what is actually really going on. So, yeah, lesson to be learned. And if you sacrifice your culture, if you sacrifice your beliefs, and if you really buy into this philosophy that it's all one, Mayavad philosophy, which is also came from here, then dirty or non-dirty doesn't really matter anymore, because it's all one. So even the values that in other parts of the world, just like I hear, for instance, how China is very clean, that in other parts of the world that are considered to be inferior culturally or spiritually are taken for granted, those values can be gone if you lose, if you compromise your real beliefs and values. And then what other things will also go? Well, we've seen other things over the years. Alcohol, intoxication, free mixing of men and women, so many other things that India is quickly losing its unique status as the world's spiritual leaders. Hare Krishna.